We turn now once again to NPR's Tovia Smith in Boston. She's been following this story throughout the afternoon. And Tovia, what is the latest that you're hearing? What more can you add?
Well, as the governor put it just a short while ago, we do not have the full picture yet. Details are coming in very slowly. Boston Police Commissioner Ed Davis was asked directly if this was a terrorist attack, and he replied, "You can reach your own conclusions." There is an FBI counterterrorism team on the scene, as well as bomb squads and police and fire. The area is a 15-block area, is cleared and is secure now. It's being considered a crime scene. And again, what we know about these two explosions, they were loud and strong, literally knocking some runners to the ground. Images from the scene show a fiery explosion followed by a pillar of gray smoke. Buildings had their windows blasted out. The sidewalks are now, you can see, covered with shattered glass and splattered blood, actually more than splatters, mm-hmm. really, I would say, some areas totally awash with blood. And as you heard from the commissioner, the police commissioner, there's been one more blast, a controlled explosion. We can expect more of that, he says. And there was an unexpected incident about an hour and a half after those first two explosions at the JFK Library, clear across town. Originally, they said that was also an explosion, and they were assuming it was thought to be related. But now they're saying it was a fire and maybe not related.
Tovi, I should mention we are awaiting a statement from the president. He'll be addressing the nation from the White House responding to these attacks, and we will bring that statement live when the president appears. Let's talk a bit about the tally of injured, because that number has been going up throughout the afternoon. The latest that we've heard is at least 74 people being treated at area hospitals. I've seen higher numbers as well. What can you tell us about the nature of the injuries and the severity of those?
Right, 74 injured and two fatalities, and as you say, they're being treated at hospitals, but also on the scene. Of course, there were all these medical tents set up for runners, but those kind of prepared more for things like shin splints and dehydration and so on, nothing like this. But we know there are some very, very severe injuries, people we saw being taken away on gurneys and on wheelchairs. It was a very densely packed area.
Okay, and here comes, Tovia, I'm sorry to cut you off, President Obama.
To the situation as it unfolds.